Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's yours.
Okay, good evening. I am so glad to be here this evening. My name is Tracy Harding, and I am the Bible teacher for this evening. Tonight, my discussion or my teaching is on spiritual warfare, the victory of the believer. I entitled this teaching, The Victory of the Believer, because God has declared us victorious, but I think that sometimes we're just not aware that we're already victorious in Jesus, and the Bible says that we are victorious in Christ. As Christians, we're going to face challenges, difficulties, and problems, but I have noticed that many times Christians are defeated. They have no victory in their lives. Some things they can't overcome. Keep failing in the same areas over and over again. And that should not be, because the Bible gives us clear instructions on how to walk in the victory that has already been given to us. You see, the devil walks around, the Bible says, seeking whom he may devour. And that word may is more of a permissive term. It doesn't mean that he can devour you, especially the Christian. But he's seeking for areas of weakness. He's seeking for areas that are vulnerability in the Christian, and that is where he attacks us. He's not really attacking the unsaved, because he already has them. They're in bondage to sin, and they are slaves to the wicked one. But he's seeking to attack children of the Most High God. But the Bible gives us promises and instructions on how to withstand the wiles of the devil. God says that in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. Now, a few phrases in here that are very important, and that is, God is faithful. That means if he promises that he's going to do something to you, for you or to you, you can take it in faith. He is going to do it for you. He is faithful. He is not going to turn on his word. He's not a man that he should lie. He's going to do it for you. He will make an escape for you. So that means that we just have to trust God and trust his word. And when we get in the situations, know that God is going to lead us out of those situations. The devil walks around looking for a weakness. And when he finds a weakness in the Christian, because we all have them, when he finds that weakness, he zones into that particular weakness. And that weakness could be anything. You could have problems with anger, drug addiction. You could be a very impatient person, sexual sin, that could be fornication, adultery, homosexuality. You could have a problem with your tongue, such as gossiping or lying or cursing. It really doesn't matter what the particular weakness is. He's going to zone into that weakness, and that is the area that he's going to attack. And it's very important for you to know this, because these are the tactics and the strategies that he uses to trip the Christian up. An example of that is, let me give you an example of what I mean. I like boxing. I'm a fan of boxing, and what I notice is, when the opponent gets injured, or maybe he like a cut over his eye, well, that opposing opponent is going to zone in on that particular cut or that area. He's just going to keep tapping it. Why? Because he knows that in doing that, the referee is going to end the fight, or is going to render his opponent unable to go on, and so he wins. That's the same strategy that Satan tries to use. And so we need to be aware that it's not coincidental that if you're a gossiper that's going to always come up to you with some juicy gossip. It's not a coincidence that if you're struggling in an area of sexual sin that, you know, you're trying to live a life of purity that just all of a sudden that fine man's going to come up to you and want your phone number, or that man that's already married is going to be hitting on you. Your ex-lover way back when just happened to run across your number, is going to call you and ask you to go out. That's not a coincidence. That is a strategic attack. And so we have to be aware that our opponent, Satan, is going to concentrate on our area of weakness. The devil sits back and he studies us, and he develops a plan to defeat us according to our weakness. And we, in our own strength, are no match for him. I say in our own strength, we are no match for him. But if we knew what he was, Satan was up to, I mean, we wouldn't be so quick to fall into that particular sin. So Satan doesn't just come out. You're not just going to see him. Okay, he works through people. And the Bible calls it, he uses wiles, which is trickery, strategy, to fool and trap and to entice, while he just blends into the wallpaper. Okay, so that is why I think it is also important not to necessarily so much be mad at people sometimes when they offend you, because sometimes they're just pawns in the whole cosmic scheme of spiritual warfare. And like I said, especially those that are not saved, they don't have a choice. When Satan tells them to do something, the unsaved, because they are in bondage and they are under his lordship, they're going to do it. Whether they know it or not, they are under his authority. So he will send people to arouse you in that area of weakness. So it's principalities and powers that we're dealing with. Now, the reason that the devil comes at us, and there's various reasons, but the main one reason he comes, the Bible says, is to kill. And he wants to kill our hopes and our dreams. He wants to kill our faith, our goals, our aspirations, and he wants to take our life. He wants to steal from us. He wants to steal our joy. He wants to steal our peace. He wants to steal our faith. He wants to destroy what we have in Christ. And so we have to be aware that God has given us a way to protect ourselves. The Bible tells us that we should put on the whole armor of God. Okay? We should put on the whole armor of God. Every day, before you walk out the front door, you should armor up. This is not a suggestion. This is a must. Because not even before you leave your house, even your family members can really get under your skin or cause you to say or do something that really you shouldn't. And yes, sometimes the enemy can get in through situations with your family. So, I mean, right before you even leave your home, you need to armor up. Ephesians 6:12 says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. So we have to know that we're not wrestling against necessarily people or the tangible, but it's on a higher level than that. It's on a higher spiritual scale that we're wrestling with. But we also have to know this, that in this fight, the Bible says the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And so we have to realize that the battle really has already been won. Jesus won on the cross at Calvary when he died for our sins. We have to know that the battle has already been won, and we have to know that we're not fighting in this battle ourselves or alone, but the battle is the Lord. Everything that you need, this is very important, and anything that you need has already been done and credited to your account at Calvary. We have to know that everything that we need. At Calvary, there was an exchange that took place. God took our sin and he gave us his righteousness. That's called imputed righteousness. He took our poverty and gave us his grace and his wealth. You know, he took our hopelessness and gave us his hope. He took on death for us. And in exchange for death, he has given us eternal life. Hallelujah. So Ephesians 1:3, it says it like this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, let me tell you something. That is one of the golden verses in the Bible. You have to understand, and that's in Ephesians 1:3, and it would benefit you if you realize that and to know that everything that God has done and everything that God will do has already been credited to our account and has already been done for us. The Bible says that we are complete in him. We have everything that we need in Christ. So then the question should arise, and if I have everything that I need in Christ, then why should I armor up? Because the devil doesn't want you to know or to utilize everything that you have in Christ. He doesn't even want you to know it. And sadly, some Christians don't know that everything that they need, they already have, and they already have access to it. So he wants to deceive you. He wants to keep you in the dark. And the reason why he wants to do this, brothers and sisters, is because he hates God. And he wants to discredit God. And the best way to get at God is to attack what he loves. I have children, and those of you all that have children, I have a couple that are grown and a couple that are teenagers, but those of you that have children know that they can mess with you, but don't mess with your children, or, you know, because that really cuts. That really hurts, that cuts you to the core, or you rather suffer loss or hurt than to see your loved one suffering and hurting. That's just a loving, caring parent. That's just our nature. And God is the exact same way. God is a loving, caring father. And so when he saw us in our hopeless situation, God came down and gave his life in our place on Calvary and demanded and took the penalty for the demand of sin in our place. He took the suffering. He took the pain. He took the humiliation because he's a loving, caring parent. So, we have to realize that that this is not about us. It's about Satan hating God. It's about spiritual warfare. It's warfare in another dimension, in another realm. But we are pawns, unfortunately. We are in the middle of it. You know, we're in the middle of it. And let me show you. This can be demonstrated in the book of Job. Okay? What happened to Job? Job was actually a result of what you call a bet between God and Satan. Okay, God didn't cover it up. It's right there in the book of Job. Go read it. And actually, God initiated the bet. The Bible says that Job, have you considered my servant Job? You know, and Satan says, well, yeah. He's acting that way because you've got a hedge around him. And then, oh, God says, oh, you think so, huh? You think so? God had enough faith and confidence in Job that he allowed the Satan to strip him of everything that he had. So this was so, what happened to Job was not because Job did anything wrong. In this incident, Job did everything right. He was a righteous man of God, and God got glory out of Job's response, even in the face of everything being taken away from him and him being stricken with disease and sickness. It wasn't about Job. It was a bigger deal than Job. It was proving to the universe that this man is loyal to me. You can't detour him from me. He won't turn his back on me. He loves God. He's loyal. And so it's a spiritual battle. I mean, some of the things, and I would dare even say many of the things that happen to the children of God are on a spiritual level. It's a spiritual conflict. Amen. They hate God, and he can do with anything to take and credit him. So we must gear up to prevent our loss. We must gear up to prevent our loss. He wants to take what we already have in God. He wants to take that from us. So he wants to, by keeping us in the dark. If you don't know that you're a multimillionaire, then you're never going to spend the money. If you don't know you have $1 million in the bank, you're never going to get around to spending the money because you don't know. So one of the things that he does is try to keep us ignorant to our inheritance and to our promises of God. Because so it is very, very important for us to know that all of heaven's resources live inside of us, resides already inside of us, and we have access to the throne of grace for whatever we need. But many times, like I said, we don't even know it. So the first attack that Satan tries to do is he tries to keep us in the dark, and that is why one of the first armors that God tells us to armor up with in Ephesians 6:14 is to stand, therefore, with truth. Ephesians 6:14 tells us to stand in the truth. The truth is the word of God. Now, this is very important. He tells us to gird up our belt with the breastplate of truth. That truth is found in the principles, the laws, the statutes, and the word of God. Now, in this age that we live in, unfortunately, they have something, especially in the higher institutions, that everything is relative. If you talk to some people today, and you hear it on television also, you might hear everything is relative. What's true to you may not be true for me. But, you know, that is the most ridiculous deception that I have ever heard in my life. And when I hear that, I can just, you know, my toenails just curl up because I'm like, you don't really believe that, do you? It doesn't even sound right. That's relative to you, or that's relative to me. And it really doesn't make sense. There is absolute truth. And, you know, it's like saying, okay, it's like a physician saying, and I've heard this example before, it's like a physician saying, well, I was taught that if we cut here and there, and we do this and that on that surgery, that's successful. But I think I'm going to try it a different way. I'm going to try it a different way. Or it may be like an airplane pilot saying, well, they taught me to push this button, but I think I'm going to push that button. I mean, doesn't that really sound ridiculous? Because these people are taught truth based on science that has already been proven, and really if you go outside of that, that's malpractice. And what doctor would you get cut on you if he said something like that? And so if you can trust mere men with your life, why can't you trust the word of God? The word of God is absolute truth. So what I have found and what I have discovered about this relative thing is it comes from people wanting to do what they want to do, plain and simple. And what they're saying in a really sophisticated manner is you can't tell me how to live my life. You live your life how you want to live your life, and that'll be your truth. And I'm going to live my life how I want to live my life, and that is my truth. And what that really is rebellion. That person wants to, they don't want to hear what you have to say about right and wrong and the solid principles of the Word of God, but rather they hide behind this language about what's relative to you and me as a mask or a cover-up to do what they want to do, to live in their flesh. So that is what I think about that. But God has given us a standard, and the standard is the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. So when Satan comes to attack you like a flood, and what that means is, you know, sometimes, like Job is a perfect example. He didn't have just one thing happen to him. It's a flood came in on him and swept away everything that he had. But the Word of God was Job's standard, and he stood on the truth of the Word of God. He stood on that God is faithful, that God is not going to leave me nor forsake me, that though I walk through this valley, I'm going to come out. He stood on what he knew, and he didn't move from it. So that is the perfect example. Sometimes, and this has happened to me, that situations will come, and they don't come one. You may be three or four things attacking you at the same time. Now, know that that is the enemy. And what we need to do, and sometimes all that we can do, the Word says to stand on the truth of the Word of God, and that he is faithful and that he is going to bring you through. This is spiritual warfare. Satan is using tactics, but God also has maneuvers and that we can draw on and use to withstand the attacks of the enemy. So we stand on the Word of God. The next piece of armor that God tells us to put on is the breastplate of righteousness. Now, you have to know, well, what does that mean, the breastplate of righteousness? And that simply means that you have to know who you are in Christ. Don't let the devil come and accuse you that you're not worthy, that you're a joke, that you're pitiful. What are you doing? The Bible says that he's the accuser of our brethren. And we have to know that that the righteousness of Christ has been imputed to us, that when God looks at us, he does not see our sin. He sees the righteousness of Christ. On Calvary, Jesus took our sin and our deficiency and our hopelessness and gave us righteousness and eternal life and hope. And so Satan will have you to believe that you're a pitiful, hopeless case. But God, you have to know and remind yourself every day. That's why I say it's important to pray and gird up in the morning, because you can as often as you can. You have to gird up every day that I am the righteousness of Christ. I can approach the throne boldly. I don't have to hide from God, because he looks at me, he looks at me as if I've never sinned. And when I fall and make I know that the blood of Jesus will cleanse me. So that is why it's very important, because Satan will try to make you believe that you are not worthy. And so knowing that you are the righteousness of Christ, even when you make mistakes, that God still accepts you and he doesn't reject you is very important. God says when you fall, just get back up. Okay, the next armory that God wants us to, and also, the Bible also says in Romans 8:1 that there is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So when the accuser of the brethren comes to accuse you, That's important. That's very important for us to memorize scriptures, because these scriptures will come up when Satan tries to attack us. And that is what Jesus used when Satan came to him in the wilderness. You have to know that the accuser is going to come, and you whip the devil with the word of God. But if you don't know that, you'll live in condemnation and shame because you don't know you're the righteousness of Christ. You'll wind up backsliding and giving up and just ashamed to face God. And that's how a lot of Christians wind up backsliding. They do not know their position in Christ. They don't know. So that is the reason why it's very important to gird up with the breastplate of righteousness. The next piece of armor that we will move to in Ephesians is the preparation of the gospel of peace. We need to know the truth of the gospel. We need to understand what it means that, you know, that Jesus died for our sins, he was resurrected, and that we are the righteousness of Christ, and that we have an inheritance, and we're free from death and bondage, that we have eternal life. And if we don't know this, then many times we'll wind up with no hope. And Satan will have us to believe that you're living for nothing, and all your efforts are for nothing. But when you know this, you have hope. You can go on. You can face another day. The next weapon that we have is the shield of faith. And faith is believing in God. Now, faith is demonstrated by acting on what you believe. To believe is not so much important as to act upon what you believe. Because the Bible says that faith believes in trouble. But faith is believing and obeying and responding to what you believe. Faith is very powerful. If you truly had faith, you would wait on the full on the promises of God in full assurance that what he has promised you will come to pass. And then when you live for God and you obey God because you believe him, you align yourself up with the word of God, the promises of God. You put your life in alignment with the will of God, and you set yourself up for the covenant of divine protection and provision. It's very important to align ourselves in faith and in obedience. We're in compliance and covenant agreement with God, and as a result, God is obligated to protect us. When we're in faith and obedience and living a life of obedience to God, God is obligated to protect us, and therefore when the devil comes with us and throws those darts of attack at us, the Bible says that those fiery darts will be quenched. I have 1 minute, so I'm closing up, but then the last one is prayer. Prayer refreshes us. It keeps us going from day to day. It renews our strength so that we can keep in the battle. And when the enemy comes in and tries to attack us, that prayer gives us access to God and it renews our strength. It helps us to keep going and moving full strength. So that is that is in a nutshell my teaching for the evening. And I hope you enjoyed it. But I also want to offer anyone that's listening, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the opportunity to come unto him. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So if you would just pray this prayer with me and ask Jesus into your heart, just repeat the words with me. And dear Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all of my sins. Write my name in the book of life. You are my Savior. Turn my life around. Give me a hope and a future. come and live and reside inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, amen. We praise the Lord. We heard this lady do a great, fantastic about one thing we have to know. We got to know what we got on. And the line's open. Anybody got a statement they want to make? Anybody got a statement? Anybody got
a statement? Yes, hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I like the way you preached on Job.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, he was really tested by the Lord, and I like that story in the Bible very much.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Does anybody else have any questions, praise to give to the sister, to let her know what God has done through her, by her?
Yes. Yes. Miss Tracy, you're doing a very good job, and you need to stay at it because you're going places. So just stay sticking with the Lord, and you can take you everywhere you want to go.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, let me move us to. We're gonna leave the line open because she's done what she's supposed to do, and the line's gonna stay open. So I have other people coming in, but I want to give this young man who says something because. My spirit was quickened toward him because God had a need for you. God has a need for you. God has a need for you. And I say that with love and kindness. If you would allow God to touch the untouched in your life, he'll take you places where you never thought you could go. That's the word of the Lord. And I thank God for you listening. And I got one person, 1041, you got a question, something you want to say? Amen. See what I
amen.
Do? I call, amen. Amen. See, I call a person last numbers of the sale. I don't go to 1641. I don't give the phone number. That ain't their business. That's respect. 1641,
yes,
you got a
yes.
statement you want to say? Hello?
Thank God for that teaching. That wonderful teaching that she has brought us tonight. It has really refreshed us and opened our eyes to some things that Satan tries to do to us, which we are fighting. We as sons and daughters of Christ, we do battle with the fallen angels, with those that Satan are in control of. And so we do have to be aware of it and put on the whole armor of God, as Paul talks about. We have to put on the whole armor of God so we can be ready to fight those battles. And just as you said, we need to pray every day. And one way we do that is by in every situation, we can just begin to pray to God. Because we have situations on our job, off the job, at home, and wherever, and we just begin to pray about it. We can do that constantly and daily, and that gives us practice to stay in prayer, just stay in prayer. So I thank God for that refreshment, that reminder.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, one other thing I want to do is, because I've been having a group of people that's working with me, and what we've been doing, we've been staying before the Lord in prayer, believing God to do what he says he's going to do. We watch God do some things that God has done thus far. And
oh,
God
wow.
wants more. And I can say to those who are listening tonight, who are listening by way of the computer, your cell phone, Wi-Fi, I want to tell you tonight. There is a word of God that said in the book of John. And these words, what it was said. He said, behold, there cometh one whose shoes I am not worthy to untie. And he shall baptize you. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And when we look into that word, F-I-R-E, we look in the context of the book of Acts, where all them people that came together, those 500 people in the book, 120, and fire stood on them, and they spoke with other tongues. But there was interpretation of the various tongues each one spoke, because they all had a language. But God was letting his fire ignite into those who would believe. And so today, we don't have people that want the Holy Ghost to be in their lives. You don't want the Holy Ghost because it costs them. It's going to cost you, like the sister said, when you get up in the morning, you'll be up with nothing but prayer. Nothing but prayer. And the more we pray to God, the more we pray in the Spirit, because we don't allow the enemy to come in and take over what God would have us to do. And I know there are a lot of people that play with God, but this thing is real.
Amen.
It's real right now.
It's real.
See, because right now in this world, we're on the verge of a nuclear war attack between Russia and America. There is a war going on right there in Russia versus United States. And it behooves those of us that love God to hang in there. Because God has a work for us to do. It's up to us. So if you take a few moments with me, we're going to pray together. We're going to ask God to bless us and to keep us. And I want to say to that woman, ooh, Pearls of Power. What's the name of your program, sister? Pearls of Power?
Pearls of Power.
I love that. Now, when you take a pearl, isn't that something rare?
That's something rare and very precious.
That's it.
Something
precious.
Precious is very valuable and very valuable. And that
Amen.
Is the word of God.
Amen. And
yeah,
I would say
the word
this.
Of God.
And I will say this. We know that we know. I'm gonna let somebody else. Sister, you was there when we went into a place we're gonna do a revival. Because
you know,
I don't like to toot my horn, but tell them what God did when we was a few days ago.
I was just about to say, you know, I love God demonstrating power. You know, and when you're in the Word, when you're in God, He's in you. I mean, His demonstrating power is awesome. We met at a place over here in Hempstead, Texas, and we were there talking among ourselves and everything, and the young lady came over to serve Dr. Hunter. She came over to serve Dr. Hunter, and Dr. Hunter gave her a word. And, you know, I've been thinking about this all the week. It was amazing. And that's what I love, the demonstrating power of God, you know, and so through the Holy Ghost. And so we were there, and she came over, and she served him, and when she served him, he gave her a word. And when he gave her a word, he told her, he said, you want to be a doctor. And she said, well, how did you know that? And so once he gave her the word, she went and got her friend. And she said, well, I want my friend. She said, you told me the truth about myself. I went and got my friend, and she wants you to do me the same way the same way you did me. And Dr. Hunter began to demonstrate through the Holy Ghost and speak a word into this young lady. They were hungry after the word. She went and got her friend, and it made me think about the woman at the well, how she ran and told everybody. You know, it was so amazing. And I've been thinking about it ever since, the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. You know, and it was just so amazing. I'm like the young lady. I wish everybody had been there to hear it, you know. And God was demonstrating himself through his people. And people now are hungry because they haven't seen or heard this before. And she got excited. She went to get all the people, but some was afraid to come near because they haven't seen this before. But she was so excited about it, and so were we. We were excited that she received it. Amen?
Yes. Amen. And what blessed me so, the more we stayed in tune with God, the a place was being filled up with people coming there because people could see the light. They could see the anointing of God. It ain't about Willie Hunter. It's about God moving. And
amen.
I just see what we're praying for. We're praying for a great revival. Great revival. A revival that's going to shake this world within the next 30 or 40 days because we're staying in prayer. We're just taking the word of God as Tracy said, we're taking and it's God's word. The absolute word. The more you pinpoint the word and say, God, you said this in your word. You said, my spirit is not of this world. I don't come to this world. I come to you, Father. And you point God, the spirit. God's going to say, as he said, as Tracy said, God had to up him. He was shaking his senses. Satan, has you considered the ones on the radio? The devil said, yeah, I consider them, but I can't get to them. He said, okay, I move my hand back from them. And God has moved his hand back from us to his son, Jesus Christ, and he's allowed us to do what he wants us to do. And the time has come for us to speak the word, to live the word, to show it, to let the world know. If you are afraid, you can't be a servant of God. And as I was saying, he was telling me, he said, in order to run with my gang, you got to be able to run. And I said, run for what? He said, you got to be able to run when Jesus said run. Because sometimes the Lord don't want us running. He just wants us to walk. He just wants us to walk. He just wants us to walk. And I say this with kindness and love because I know what God has done, he's doing it here in Houston, in Pops and Buckets. I know what's been there. God has showed it to me. And some people say, well, why you think you're so important? No, I'm not. I'm just going to be obedient.
Amen.
That's all. I'm going to be obedient. Amen. Some people don't want to see. It's going to trace it. Came because was a provider for me. And to do what she had to do and go to other people, it takes patience. It takes patience. It takes patience. And you got to have patience. It takes love. Most of all, it takes love. I mean, we got people over the world praying with us right now and believing what God's going to do. And somebody going to rise up and say, I could have done that. Stop that lie. You didn't. Because if I'm talking to the people that's listening on the internet, those that I see right here, you hear me, but there are some people that are going around the world that are speaking different languages. It's being transformed. I want to say this to those. Tracy said it beautiful tonight. You got to put on the whole armor of God. If you don't put on the whole armor, the whole suit, it's a suit that's saturated with nothing but holiness. And when the enemy comes in, you ain't got to worry about your backside because God got your back. All God want to know is you're going to stand. And you know what I love about it tonight? I'm going to start in prayer. If anybody decides to come after, God bless you. We're going to have prayer because that's what I promised God we would do. Father, I want to thank you, first of all, for Jesus Christ who gave his life that we might have a right to do what we're doing tonight. Father, we desire to come to your presence. But before we come to your presence, we come to you, Jesus. Would you look at our hearts, look at every action, look at our thoughts, look at every position? If we're not serving you, allow us not to come before the Father. We come to want to be one that just make you shame. But because we believe that we have repented and called those things that be not as that they were, we ask you for the fullness of the Holy Spirit to be in our life and the power of God. And we want to thank you tonight, Father. We want to thank you tonight, Father, that Jesus bring you before us. And Father, as we come before you tonight, your son Jesus said, he speaks no words you don't hear. And because words we don't hear, we don't speak them. But when you speak words in our spirit tonight, we want to pray those words back to you, Father, so you can hear your voice echoing back to you, so you can just get the sweet smell of salvation through us. I want to thank you tonight for somebody who's on the, around the world that needs hope. And we pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Somebody black or white, rich or poor, somebody who's a billionaire, who's in nowhere, somebody who has no money, somebody who has no clothes, somebody who has no water, somebody who has no food. Well, we pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. But Jesus, you sent your disciples out on a voyage, and here we are on a voyage. Go on and do what you said do. And we go to the world and say to the world, Jesus Christ is on his way back. Are you ready to receive him? If not, come with us. Come with us. Come. We want to tell you what the word says. We want to tell you how to live it. We want to thank you, Father. Father, I want to thank you for the anointing that you let flow this radio station. I want to thank you. When even the enemy came in to attack, you gave us the fullness of authority to speak a word. Satan, release it and let go. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for it. And Father, we just know that you've already given us an indication what we're doing is right. And Father, because we call your name tonight, Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for the lady who came on with the pearls of power. And because that is something that's so important, has so much value, Father, we just say hallelujah to you. And then, Father, we reach and say to those on the sick bed, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Come, blind man. Come, blind woman. Come, person that has nothing. We want to give you what the book says. And the word says, ho, he that thirsts, let him come and get water that you came and buy. And we want to thank you, Father. Father, we want to thank you tonight. We want to pray for America, Father. You know America. Yeah, we're a place, Father, that somebody needs you right now, Father, through Jesus Christ. Now, our 50 states, Father, they're fighting, especially in Texas. Their racism is going up and down. Satan has started a fire. Satan has started a fire. But it's him, Father. And we decide to join into the fight because we believe what your word says. We just said you don't make a color. You make a no contrast. Your word is T-R-U-T. The truth of your word. The joy of your word. The understanding of your word. Let us know that it's you, Father. And Father, because in the United States of America, we do not become as one. We don't pray together. We don't sing together. But we fight. We fight the fight that we want to fight. And I'm asking you tonight, Father, the demons that are attacking have no power. They're liars. They're liars. They can do nothing. Because we have the authority. And we believe, Father, that we're going to raise the dead. We believe we're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Because your word says in the fourth gospel. And Father, when we take the gospel, we take your Bible, we see what you said through those men and through those women. Go forward. Go forward. Press on toward the high mark of the calling. Paul said in his to us, Father, he said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He looked and didn't even think it as robbery, but he kept it. He kept it constant before God. And because of you, Father, and your word, and we thank you. We thank you, Father, that your word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. And because, Jesus, we love you. We love the hand of your blood that cover us when the enemy can do nothing. And when you see the blood, Father, the devil lies on us. He lies on us. But we thank you for the good. We thank you for the good. And Father, I praise you tonight. Some man is listening right now whose conscience are being pursued right now. His attitude is being quickened. His understanding. He needs to come out of what he's doing. It's not right. Some young man right now needs to come to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I'm here to tell you, once you cross over on the dark side, it's hard to get back. But we're going to fight to get you back. We're going to fight to get you back. We're going to fight to get you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, because we believe your word is true, From the rise of the sun to the setting of the sun, we believe and we praise you. From the rise, when we get up in the morning, we want to praise you. Father, we get up in the morning and say hallelujah to you. Want to bow before you. Want to honor you. Want to praise you in the name of Jesus. And Father, somebody right now desires to come before you. Bless somebody in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody else can start praying. Amen. Paso picha, gambriota, ilambeso cosa, iriota sa, liriota sikirionda, liriokara kriande sikiriande soka, ode baba sikiria shanda. Father, I just thank you. I don't come to mesmerize or try to entice somebody away from the congregation, but I want to press up the congregation to be filled with the nothing but the truth.
Yes.
What they cannot see for the darkness prevailing before them. We got the fivefold minister, Father, who needs to come clean, Father. Will you teach us, Father, keep our hands spotless. Keep our thoughts spotless. Keep our actions spotless. Let us not see ourselves exalted higher than another, but let us humble ourselves that you will see us and say, that's my son. That's my sons. That's my daughters down there. And Father, because of that, we just praise you. We praise you, Father. And Father, I want to thank you what happened right in Houston, Texas, because this man was dead, but you quickened me. You quicken me, Father, and as I see it come to the reality, because it's all about you. It's not about Willie Hunt. It's about you living in me, and I don't mind letting you live in me. I don't mind that you're speaking through me. I don't mind that you're walking to me, walking in me, that somebody will see what God can do. And Father, I'm just a big enough fool to believe, you can do anything but lie. I know you went to Abraham, and you got Abraham to hear. And when Abraham heard you, Father, and because what he did, he came what he did because he loved you. And because he was willing to give his son, but it was a testimony. Because we have to have a testimony. What do we have to give to the Lord? All I have is my soul. All I have, my soul belongs to you, Father. I don't have it for sale. It's given it to you. My soul belongs to you. Father, I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight in the name of Jesus from one corner of America, from the west corner to the southern part, to the east part, to the northern part. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit fall into these 50 states, even Hawaii. Let the fire stir up the people. Let those who say they have better gospel, but let them that think they got a better understanding, but let the fire of the Holy Ghost see those who think themselves got 4,000 or 5,000 people because they have nothing. Because it's the people, it's the people, Father. It's the people. Our desire is to bring the people into the full reality to know what Jesus said. Father, you said we have, as sister said, we have money. We are heirs of money. We are heirs of everything because it belongs to us. It belongs to us. Do we want to? Yes, Lord. Because we can reach out. You said in your word in Deuteronomy, you said they have, you said it is I who give you the power to get wealth.
To get wealth.
How do you give it to us, Father? You say you give us the wealth that we might bring your covenant to the word. Your covenant is of understanding that you are God and God by you. And we thank you this night. We praise you. You said we shall be in the head and not the tail. You said we'll be above and not below. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for your word. You said in your word, you said we be willing and obedient. We can eat the good of the land. The good of the land says good fish, good everything for the nourishing the body, Father. For the things that you have supplied for us. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and the honor you, Father. Father, I ask you, let there be a change in the government. A change, Father, in the government in Texas. Let there be a change, Father. Where the unrighteous are trying to rule, Father, pull it down, Father, by your word. We will preach your word and say the word of God. Speak to the hearts of those believers. I want to thank you, Father. For those who are listening, who are out there in radio land, those around the world, just let the fullness of your fire, let it just fall, let it fire. In Jesus' name, I pray this night, I pray honestly for you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What about Sikiria? Sata. Thank you, Father. I don't go by what another man said, but what the word of God said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. The declaration, Father, we just declared. We just declared, Father. Woo! Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. We boldly declare before you, our Father. Oh, yes. The Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, because the power of darkness has no problem because he's given us the fullness of your power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
you, Lord. We dwell upon your word. We dwell upon your word, Father. And we say we are delivered from the power of darkness and translate into this power that you've given us of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father, I say from my heart, through my body, through my body, that there will be a revival. There will be a revival. That's going to be revived. It's going to cause the shaking of the world. They're going to see the earthquakes. It's going to be a horn that's blowing. They're going to hear the sound, Father. But we know coming from the east, Father, we want to get us ready. Get them ready, 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 get them ready.
Yes, yes, yes.
Get them ready, Father. Get them ready, get them ready, get them ready. Because, Father, you say it. You've given us the authority over the darkness. You've given us the power over everything the devil has. We don't have to bow down to him. We don't have to bow down to him. Ain't nothing but an old liar, a sneaker. He ain't nothing but a sneaker like an old dog with his head bowed down, his tail dragging between his legs, looking for something he can chew. But we want to thank you, Father. What Sunday? He let him over there Sunday. Oh, praise you, Father. Father,
you.
I just want to thank you. Your throne is above every throne. Your actions above every action. For you say, I am God, and besides me, there is none other. And
there
for that, we thank you. We ask you to let the fire on the line of the Holy Ghost feet refuel the fire, fire. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Hallelujah, fire.
Hallelujah.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, Father. In the name
Amen.
Of Because you've given us the authority over all the darkness. You've given us the right to stand before you as the Son of the Most High God. You've given us, Jesus said, as the Father gave you a kingdom, Jesus, you said you're going to give us a kingdom. And the kingdom you've given us is a kingdom that we have right now on this earth realm. And you said by the giving up, we're going to be able to stand, we're going to be able to judge, we're going to judge all. Your word says it, Father. And we declare your word to be true. I want to thank you this night. I want to thank everyone that's married. I want to thank everyone that's devoted to husband. Every man that's devoted to his wife. To the children that are devoted to their mother and father. Because the word is saying, There is a warfare going on between the children and the mothers and the father, but we just declare that's not in our lifestyle. That's not our lifestyle. We know we have a right. We know we have a right. We have a right. We have a right. We have a right. Oh, woo, fire.
Fire.
Ooh, fire.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, fire. Yes, Father.
Fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Baba Sikiri and Quran, the kingdom of light. God, we live in the kingdom of light, Father. We live in that kingdom of light. We live in that kingdom of light. The kingdom of darkness belongs to the devil and demon. And we declare, Father, we got some sisters and brothers headed that way, but our heart desires that they will come, because we stand and say to them, don't go that way. We're trying to wave the light. The road is torn out. Don't try to go that way, because that's the dog way. I want to thank you, Father. Oh, Hashandi, go to that. What Satan is Lord and dog, we have power over him. Satan, everything you have taken from us, return it back to the children of God. You have no right. Hallelujah. God said to the children of Israel, they were leaving from Egypt, everything that you robbed them of, you got to give it back to them. Give it back. In the name of Jesus. We don't play games. It belongs to us. That belongs to us. As the old folks said, that's us' stuff. And you let us' stuff come back to us. Because we know that our God is an awesome God from the rising of the sun. Thank you, Lord. Father, I want to thank you. Somebody right now has a desire to be touched. Somebody is pregnant right now, but want to go and have an abortion. But I speak peace to that child that she's carrying. I speak peace, and I declare, and that's the angels on the summit. According to Psalm 91, the angels, will you watch over me? Let that child be produced. Father, because there are those in the United States, particularly in Texas, they have a road map of doing what they're doing. The young people are being murdered. They're being used for this, that, and the other. And we're sitting back and not doing nothing. Father, you know, you looking and you saying this, what are you going to do about it? Well, I want to say what we're going to do about it. We're going to raise a roof. We're going to raise another quadro. We're going to raise another standard. Hallelujah. I say, Father, standard. You have a standard. Do we stand by your standard? Yes. Your standard is true. We stand by. Thank you, Father. Woosha.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let it all flow. Let the fire burn. Let it burn. Woo, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, Father. I'm of you, God, and I just give you the glory. I praise you because I'm you. I've overcome this world. Hallelujah. Woo!
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise you, Father. Oh, your word tells me, greater is he that's in me than he's in. Greater are you, Father, in us than he that's in this world.
Satan
doesn't have power. He only has what the people legislate to him. But you give us the, my soul. Yes, Lord. See, the legislative power to do what they do, what God said. I give you power. I give you power. By him giving us power, he give us authority, and we got authority. We have dunamis. We have power. We have dynamite power. Hallelujah. When that power comes upon us, we have a right to stand and declare and decree that there's no God like our God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Yes, Lord. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Have you been redeemed, beloved? Yes, we've all been redeemed. We've been redeemed. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for the manifestation of your word in our tongue, our understanding, and the fire, and the fire, and the fire, and the fire, fire of the Holy Ghost be upon us. Oh, mama, siki di chokora soria, lebo de siki di ande, etora. And Father, we just cry. We know we have a right. What the devil has us, it belongs to us. We are taking it back. We are taking it back now. Not tomorrow, no. Now it belongs to us. Now it belongs to us. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, the other day, now it belongs to us. And we take the understanding, Father. For I know that every authority that we have in the Bible, God stands on his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love you, Father. I love you. I love you, Father, what you're doing. Woo! I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of you, Father. I'm not ashamed of your word. I'm not ashamed of your word, Father. And the clicking and clucking and clacking and clucking, we know the enemy is a liar. He's a liar. I don't experience him as being a liar. He's nothing but he's a dirty liar. He's a dirty liar. He's a dirty liar. He lies to sneak in. He lies to get in. But he has no rights. I'm not fighting to fight. I'm going to fight the fight of Jesus Christ, the fight that God has given us to do. I'm going to love those. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to believe, Father. I believe for that. Whoo, Shanda. Hey, Lord, I'm going to suck you, Shah. Oh, Baba, for you to go, Shaka. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. My word. My word is your word. I adopt your word in my body. Because when you living in me, ooh, I feel fire. Ooh, in my belly at the fire of the Holy Ghost move. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. When it looked like I wasn't going to make it, you were standing right there. So come on, you can make it. One more step. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mama, 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 mama. Oh, 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 Lambe kosande sikiri ande hita lede bobo yande rionta sata. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For the children, Father. We pray for them. We pray for them, Father. For the children that are unborn, we pray for them. And for the children that are born, we pray for the young one. We pray for the young men and young women. We pray for them, Father. We pray that we have a word. We have a word. A word that will change them. As it was said by one man, is can we make a deal? Can we make a deal? Hallelujah. Oh, mama, 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 sikiria. Show. And Father, I just ask you to bless the church where I am. Bless my pastor. Bless the understanding. Bless the whole. Bless it, Father. Bless the school. Let the school be blessed in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you. I just thank you for what you've done for me. Hallelujah. When I came to that point, you still right there, didn't let me cross over, but here to do work, and I'm here to do your work, Father, because I know that there's a work that I will see that man. I will see that man that when I lay hands on him, that demon's going to flee out of him because he's letting that demon use him now in the name of Jesus, and I will see you again in the name of Jesus. And Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. You trying to bother some of my sisters on this radio, and I refuse to let you come on in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Father.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Your word. Woo! Woo!
Thank you for your word.
I stake my claim in righteousness. I stake my conversation in righteousness. From the rising of your word says, shall he not do it? Shall he not spoke it? Shall he not make it good? Yes, he shall. He'll do it. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, Lord. I want to love you, Father. I want to love you, Father. You say that you said, Father, you said you know the rights that you have for me. Your word is not to make me none prosper. Make me to know that you are the true and living God. And all the things that I desire, you said in your word, you said you'd give them. I want to thank you. I bow before you. I bow before you. Thank you for these women. Thank you for these women that are on the line and that man that's on the line. Will you keep us, Father, to love one another? Will you keep us, Father, what we have? What we have belongs to you. And we want to thank you, Father. We want to love you, Father. We want to adore you. We want to magnify you. We want your word to reach out and touch somebody right now in the hospital that you know and love. Somebody you see every day. Somebody can touch and see the walk of God in our lives. Somebody can see the conversation and know. And for that, we say thank you. I love you. Woo, woo, woo. Yes, Lord. Woo. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody else can start praying that the Lord moves them to. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. I'm not ashamed of getting loose. I'm not ashamed. The worldwide hear us. We're going around the worldwide, around the world. It doesn't make a difference about the president, the senators, the governors hearing me. I love God with all my heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woo. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let the quickness, you, Father, who quicken the dead. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Father, we thank you, Father. Father, we just want to be right before you. I bow before you right now, Father. I come before you, Father. Without you, honey, can do nothing. Without you, none on the radio station can do nothing. Because you give us the authority through Jesus Christ, who embeds us with his blood. Who took his blood to the sacrifice and took it to the sea. Hallelujah. Yes. And he left his blood there for the anointing of all the saints. By the washing of the blood over. Oh, thank you, Lord. To the mercy seat. He took his blood to the mercy seat. And it is on the mercy seat. Hallelujah. Father, 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 Father. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we love you. We love you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. Woo! Father! 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We love you. Hashiki Shofo. Oh, hallelujah. Bambo Sikiri. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, you womabosikiyacha. Oh, shit. Yero da basa. Hey, Baba Mosikiyokanoso. Let the anointing flow of the radio station. To those who are listening right now, touch somebody's life right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Woo, woo. Yes, Lord. Love you. Love you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Ooh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for my grandson. Thank you for him, Father. Thank you for Bryson. Thank you for him, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for
thank
my grandson.
Thank you so much, Father, for thank coming you. Down, God, to save a person like me, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for saving my family, Lord. And I pray for the people that are in the prisons, God, that they're lost, Father God. I pray for those people in political departments, Father God, that they come to know you, Father God.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, I just ask, Father God, that you just reach down, Father God, and through us, Father God, like Sister Tracy said, Lord, we are the vessel, Lord. We are the vessel, and you are our Father God. And I just ask for you, Lord God, to show more of you through us, Father. And I thank you, God, for all that you do, all who you are, Father God. Set a fire down in our soul, God, that we can't contain and we can't control, Father, because we want more of you, Father God. We want more of you, God, more of you in our lives, more of you in our hearts, Father God. Lord, may our family see us, Father God, but it's you through us, Father, that they see your love, that they see your compassion, God. Lord, spread your love, your word throughout the world, Father God. You said, Lord God, that you will make a way for us to know you, Lord God. And I ask everybody that's hurting out there, Father God, that you just send that person to them, God. They need you so much, God. You showed
yes.
yourself to me, Father God. You stayed in me, Father God. And
Fire.
You just show yourself to me every day. And I just thank you for it, God. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, Father God. You are worthy, Father God. And I thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, God.
Fire. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory, Father God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Fire. Fire.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Fire. Fire.
Thank you,
Jesus. Fire. Fire.
Thank you, Lord.
Fire. 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 Fire.
Yes, Lord, we lift this country
fire.
Up, Lord.
Fire.
Oh, God. We lift our country up, oh, God. We lift
fire.
Our country up, oh, God. Lord, we pray for a righteous America, Lord. We pray for a righteous America, Lord. We pray that you will get into the hearts and minds of those that are in political position of influence, Most High God. And we pray that you would turn the hearts of those in those positions to righteousness, that they will make righteous decisions in the Senate, that they will make righteous decisions in the White House, that they will make righteous choices and righteous laws, laws that will reflect your principles, your laws, your commands. Most High God, I pray that you would, those officials will be elected in, Most High God, that stands for righteousness, that stands for holiness, men and women that love God, Most High God, and that can push your agenda, and that is for a nation of people of holiness, a nation of people of righteousness. I bind the attacks of the enemy over America, Most High God. I bind the attacks of the enemy. Satan, you cannot have our children. Satan, you cannot have our families. Satan, you cannot have our finances. I bind the attacks that are coming against America, Most High God. I pray in Jesus' name that there will be a national revival, a revival from coast to coast, from shore to shore. Most High God, the people of God will stand up and in one
stand up, Father.
Our country, Most High God. Homosexuality cannot overthrow our country in Jesus' name. This is a country of
one thing we under the marriage between a man and a woman, and they cannot overthrow
our country.
I pray that you would enter the hearts and the minds of those that are deceived by this, Most High God, and I pray that those that are influenced, that pass laws, will understand your righteous judgment, that we will, that our families will not be undermined by this foolishness. In Jesus' name, I pray that your will be done. I bind gangs and gang activities and drive-by shootings and drugs, that are rampant in our country because we are not standing. In Jesus' name, Christians, arise. Let the word of God arise. In Jesus' name, let revival come from the north and south, from the east to the west. Let your word be the principle in Jesus' name. Let your word be the principle, Most High God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need a revival of righteousness, a revival of holiness, a revival of respect for God and the ways of God. A revival of fearing God in Jesus' name, Most High God. Touch the people's heart. Fire and ignite the children of God's heart again. Touch them, Most High God, in Jesus' name. Touch them, Lord. Touch them with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Revival, Father. Stir them up, Father.
Yes, Lord. Fire melts out unrighteousness. Fire melts it all out. And we just know fire. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Fire.
Oh,
A revival in America, Lord.
Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire. No matter what they say, your word is still supreme. Your word is still super. Your word. You have the last word, Father. You have the last word. Because you say, you said in your word, you say, I am God, and besides me, there is no other God.
There is no other God, but
you are the God. And we thank you for you, who you are, God. We just thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything you've done for us. When the enemy attacks, we just know we still got power. When the enemy throw at us, we just know we take the shield and step, we knock it away. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We love you. I love you. Oh, I love you, Father. I thank you for the women. I thank you for the believers on the line with tonight. I pray, Father, that somebody will see. It's not about us, but it's about you, Father. It's about you. It's about you using us. It's you living in us. We are the temple of you who have used us. We are the temple, and your temple dwells within us. We are part of your kingdom, and we thank you. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo, woo, woo! Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, Mama Santa. Woo! Woo! Yes, Lord. Fire. Hallelujah. Holy bread, holy wine. You said you would eat and drink in the new kingdom. We thank you for it. We thirst for it. We hunger for the bread. Hunger for the bread of life. We hunger for the wine of life. But we know in the new kingdom, We're pressing in. Hosha. Idavosodiata. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Woo! We declare. There's no God like our God. Woo! Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God.
Yes. From the rising to the setting. Hallelujah, Father. When I was a little kid, I didn't have it. But as a young man, I see you're still the same God. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
All the time. I boldly declare that you're God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody needs food right now, Father. Jesus, we take it to your hands, whatever it is, we give it to you, and you lift it to the Father that we can feed the people with the Word of God. We feed the people with the Word of God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ooh. Yes, Lord. Ah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the time that we spend together in prayer. Thank you for the time that we spend together in prayer on this line. Thank you, Father. This is not ours, this is yours, Father. We want to glorify you, Father. Hallelujah. And even though there is Russia, where there's a war fight attitude going on, we send the enemy and call him a liar. We bind that spirit and we declare, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. And we release peace and joy and understanding that they will come to a common entity that God is still God and he hasn't changed. He's still for the righteous. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Greater days are to come. Greater days are to come. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Loma papa satito. Lede papa pobosha. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Arise and shine. And let the glory of God be evaluated. Hallelujah. Arise and shine for the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I want to thank you in my heart, Father. Every brick, every mud that's moved, every dirt is holy in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, right now, fire for that person right now. Fire. Woo! Fire. Let fire. Oh, yes, Father. Fire. I believe in the fire. I witness the fire. I know the fire. More fire. Fire on the radio station. Fire to every teacher. Fire to the fire folk. Fire. Woo! Shambe. Siki show. Fire. Ishokosho, Lanimoladoto, fire, Oshoko, Yeko Shoka, fire! Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, and I love you. I love you tonight. I love you, Father. Oh, I love you, Father. I love you. I bow before you. I bow before you, Father. I bow before you. I bow before you, and I say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes. Sequel. Mm. Ooh. Yeah. Yes. There's no God like our God. Hallelujah. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. As I said in reading and studying the word, God knows the hearts of all mankind. He knows our very thoughts. He knows the intent and purpose. That's why we want our hearts to stay clean before you, Father. Because your Son knows every thought we have. Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you for Jesus Christ. We just know what the word says. He was bruised. They whipped him. They did everything. But when he got up from all of that, he stand before the Father and said, I'll make it better. You said you're going to make it better. You said you're going to make it better while we yet live. It don't look it, but we see it already. You promised in your word. In your word, you said, I gave my life that they might have a right to the tree, to the life, Father. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your word. Your word is true. Your word is sure. Your word is action. Your word is spontaneous. Somebody right now needs fire out of that belly. Fire out of that belly. Fire out of that belly. Living waters. And the word says, and there will come a fresh pool of water out of their stomach, which represents the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I declare. I declare. I declare. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Baba Vasikiriya Saw. Prayer warriors, thank you. Somebody else, take over the prayer. Hallelujah. The Lord moves.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight as sons and daughters of the Most High God, the Lord God. We pray, the Lord, asking that you use our tongue to direct others to the way of life, the Lord God. We pray that our tongues and our hearts be a blessing to others in order to glorify your name. Lord, we pray for the children tonight, the Lord God. We pray that that they will come to know you, Father. Father, we thank you for each and every person that is committed to doing your will, the Lord God, that your word may go forth, the Lord God, that people may be healed, delivered, and set free, the Lord God, and they may come running to you, Father, to hear your word, the Lord God, to be obedient, the Lord God, to live for Christ, Lord God. Father, we thank you for what all that you're doing and all that you're about to do. We pray for those who are sick, the Lord God. We pray for those, the Lord God, in the prisons, Father. We pray for those all around, the Lord God. We're asking you, Father, tonight, the Lord God, to bring peace to the sisters and brothers of Christ, Lord God, that we may stay together in unity, the Lord God, to declare your word, Father. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you.
My kingdom come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And I had to see those ships go sailing by. Hallelujah. Oh, show that the Basilio. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. The quickening of your hand, the quickening of your hand is upon somebody beside myself right now. The quickness of his hand, Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father. Yes. We come to do your word. Your word. The church. Hallelujah. On this rock, you said you would build your church. On this rock. Hallelujah. On this rock, you said you build your church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And Father, I said thank you. I thank you for everything that you've done for us tonight. I thank you for keeping us, for calling us together. I thank you, Father, because you have given us to know that your God, your word is your word, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Father. We know we're blessed. We all know we're blessed. Hallelujah. We're blessed in the field. Hallelujah. We're blessed because we're blessed when we come in. Hallelujah. We're blessed going out. Hallelujah. We're blessed coming in. Hallelujah. We're blessed.
Hallelujah.
We're blessed. We're strong with your power, Father, because the strength is in us. You put your power in us. You made us strong. Thank you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! No. Hallelujah. And then, Father, right now, that was a prayer that I want to dedicate to you. Father, will you just bless yourself right now? Here we are on this earth realm, but you're on the spiritual realm. Will you bless yourself right now, Father? Would you let yourself be all the blessing that you bestowed upon us and bestowed upon yourself? Because you're God. We don't have anything else to give you. The blessings are your word. We want to bring your word back to you. Your word. To remind you of what you said. We love you. We know that you're God, that you love us. You've allowed us. You're pulling us in step by step by step. And we thank you for it. We're not afraid. We bow before you in humility. We bow and we say thank you. Hallelujah. To Tracy, Father. Bless Tracy. Bless her with an abundance of love, an abundance of kindness, of joy and peace, long suffering. Be her life, Father. That she will stand up and do what she did. The whole world is hearing her, Father. And we said, we hear you, sister. We're right here with you. When your hand is down, we want to hold it up. So it would our. And Father, as we lift our heads to the heaven, we lift our eyes to the hills which cometh to help. Our help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. You said, he that keepeth Israel will never slumber nor sleep. You said you will watch over us when the sun begun to beam on us and the moon at night. And you said, we shall return to the place which we come in. I want to thank you for it. I want to thank you for it, Father. I want to thank you for it, Father. Oh, I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for everything you've done, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Father, all I have is to keep my word. You keep your promise. I must keep my word to you. You've said your word. If we take hold of your word, we shall live and not die. And we believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We take your word and we ingest it in our attitudes of reading and studying. And let it just pump us with your word. Your word is full of power. Your word has the anointing. Woo! Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, you said, I bless you again, Father, with your word. You said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh. And I love Amen. What it said. And the word became F-L-E-S-H. You became flesh, Father. You became flesh. You became flesh, and you walked amidst us. You walked amidst us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Because, Hosha, you came back because you had no relationship with man, but because you did what you did, you making a relationship with us, and we want to have that relationship, a relationship, hallelujah, of love and kindness and joy and peace. Yes, Father. Woo! Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. We got about... Oh, the Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. He's so good. We got about 15 minutes. Anybody got anything else they want to say? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, he is God. When the sun rose up, God was still God. And the word says, lift up your holy hands. All of you in the house of God, lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Lift up your voice and shout hallelujah. Lift up your voice and shout praise the Lord. For the Lord is great. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You said, Father, you said, hallelujah. You enlarge our steps. Because when we walk on the slippery road of this life, our steps have been enlarged that we not slip nor stumble. But we have a grip. Because it's your word. Your word. Your word. Your word. When you spoke it to Daniel, when you spoke it to Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, you see it us right now. And we believe it. We believe it. We believe it. We know that they are alive on the other side. The Bible says in Hebrew that they are standing clear on the port of heaven and beckon to us. Come on, you guys. You can make it. We made it. And we believe it, Father. We believe it. Jesus has made a way. He made a way. Father, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the creation of Jesus. Thank you for the thought of yourself. We humble ourselves to your authority. The quickening of the Holy Ghost. The quickening. We're believing for the revival. We're believing it, Father. We're believing it. And we whoosh it about so-called shah. Oh, shah. We're believing it, Father. Nothing can do us. No harm can do us. Nothing can do us any wrong. No, 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 no. I'm saying yes, 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 yes to the power of God. It can overcome. Hallelujah. And Father, because your word says, yes, Lord. Your word says in the book of John, chapter 5, this is the confidence that we have. This is the confidence that we have as believers. That anything we ask him, because he's going to answer us, because we know that he has our petition. And because of it, it's the confidence that we have. Because we keep your word. We keep your word. We solidify your word. We press it to the believers. We keep it on the minds of the believers. Keep it on the hearts of the believers. And for this we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let your word. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And Father, we just pray again for the place we have declared and decreed that the revival should start and spread from one place. Woo, shit, that's so cool. Like it never seen before. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We're not dreaming, we're believing. We're not making a moment, but we believe. We're believing. And we know what you said you're going to do. We not have Oshaki Shokora Sandiota. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'll give the rest of the time. Y'all can take it among yourself. We got about, let me see. God, you've been so good. We got 13 minutes left. But I want to say this to y'all tonight, who listened, who stayed the course. Watch God move what you're doing. Watch God. Because I have learned to pray all night when it's possible to keep God's presence before us. I've learned it doesn't bother me to pray. I'm not an end season, not a season. I'm a continuous prayer, blessing God, moment by moment, moment by moment. And somebody said, well, you're a sick man. I am not sick. I'm healed.
Amen.
My body just hasn't realized yet it's healed. Ooh. But my spirit knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Well, you're going to be telling people about that. I'm telling them, I am healed. May not look like it, act like it, but I'm healed.
Let the weak say,
that's what the word says. Yes. Yes. Take up the word of God. Yes. I meditate on the word day and night. I don't let it move from my eyes, from my thoughts. I mumble it. When even when I'm talking to people, they don't know it, but the word of God is true. Because you know what we're going to do when we get to heaven? All we're going to do is give God glory. Can you imagine? Woo! When we get to heaven. Like that woman said that, oh, that sung that song. She said, take me to the king.
Yes.
Take me to the king. Hallelujah. I'm tired. I was tired of playing church. Got tired. Yes. Take me to him. I don't have much to give him, but I want to give it to him. Whatever it is, I wanted to give it to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what God wants. He wants us to submit all we have to him. If we can do it, I'm telling you what I know. I watched God do some things in these last few days and what we're doing because I know what God says he's going to do. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. But what he does for us is bring it back to our attention. Did not you say you would do this for me? We did. Why didn't you do it? No, that's not the way God operates. No. Go back and read Moses. how God used Moses and brought that man out, and see how God is a merciful God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Woo!
Yes, he is. A merciful God.
Woo! I don't know some of y'all. I know you read the book of Moses. And how God right there. Yes. The people said, well, we wanna see God. Wanna hear. Gonna challenge God. Don't you challenge God. No, God, I believe you sent Jesus. And Moses said, okay. I went and talked to God, and God told him to tell y'all do this and do this and do this. And don't come near them. Don't come near the mountain. And when he got to there, they heard his voice. They took out running and said, no, Moses, you take him. You tell him. See, when the anointing of God through Jesus Christ, Jesus has the fullness of God in him. That's what he's done for us. He's given his life that we might have a right to do what God said. We want to be in fellowship with God. God came down through Jesus and he was able to touch man. And Jesus, the Father, said, have I not been with you so long? And you don't know who I am. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo, woo, woo. I love you, Father. Ah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
And all that I have, bless his holy name. And
bless
I say this, amen, hallelujah.
God is good.
He's good. Yes. See, we have to know the voice that talks to us. We have to know the voice of God speaks.
Yes.
But the voice of the devil comes in and says, you didn't hear that, did you? Yeah, we heard what God said. How you heard it? Because his spirit manifested it to us. I love you, Father. I love you. Father, to these two sisters and all who have been on the line with me tonight, I pray you will bless them, enrich them with love, kindness, with authority, with the desires, even their prayer, the manifestation of all things that they have. If the heart calls for a new car, you find a way to get it to them. They need a new dress, a new anything. You have a way to get it to them. Because, Father, I know you can do it. You said you make all things new. We live this time where we need you more now than ever, but we need you right now. We refuse to look back behind us because there is nothing but darkness behind us. But there is light in front of us. We keep our eyes lifted unto you because the more we keep our eyes on you, the devil cannot distract us. And we say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We close the gap on individual ones. We close that gap. We keep our eyes lifted up to the Father. The more he can't get to in, the more he says, oh, I can't break this grip. Because the grip we have is a grip of holiness. The holy grip of God holds us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray, hallelujah, this day, that you will make us, show us, teach us to surrender to you. Let me, Father, let me even come before you just continue to surrender. Moment by moment, these days I live in, that others can see. If the Lord did it for him, he can do it for me. That's what I want them to see. That's why I'm walking the way I'm walking. Not so much because I want to, but because the glory of God must be revealed. Hallelujah. And some people keep saying to me that I'm sick. I say, God left me here because he wants to get glory from what I will be doing. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Like I told President the first Bush, when I know this feet at the hole, he said, you don't do that. I said, yeah, you're going to be the next man, next president. He became the president. Folks said, you did that? Yeah, I've done a lot that God told me to do. Hallelujah. All you got to do is trust God. All you got to do is trust God.
Yeah.
We just trust God. That's all we got to do is trust God. As the woman said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole.
Yeah.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Trust God.
Well, praise you. Well, my sisters, I love y'all. I thank God for y'all. I thank God for you. I pray God when you sleep at night. And what I always say, Lord, I sleep with my eyes open. What I mean when I sleep with my eyes open, my spirit man is listening for your call. Because when it said, come, my son, come and get ready. Keep your ears open and your eyes open spiritually. Because God is going to make a move like you've never seen before. And tomorrow, I say this by permission. Tomorrow you're going to see God do some great works in the earth realm, and you're going to say, yes, Lord. I'm telling you. You're going to see it. You ain't got to look for it. Be patient and let God direct you. I'm telling you, because when I got on the line with this woman from Hempstead, I didn't even know who she was, but I was trusting God. And the devil said, I done told you, you might as well give this thing up. I said, I'm not giving it up because I got you where I want you. I got my foot on your head. I'm not letting you up. Yeah, I'm not letting you up. I'm not letting you up, devil. I got you down. Amen. But on the phone,
amen.
Praying. And look what I said. Look what God does. Look what God with Tracy. Look what God has done with Tracy. Look. I mean, there's over 1,100 people on the line listening to you right now. Listen to us. And you know what they're saying? Where these strange folks come from?
Yeah.
Yes, we're strange. We're strange.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't talk like the people of the this and this, that, and other. We talk about praise God. Some folks say, what you mean, praise God? Well, we praise God. What you mean, praise God? Praise his holy name. That's what we do. Hallelujah. There's a beloved prophetess, you're on the line. We just give you the five. We give you the time to say what God has to say through you to us and bless us. If you have a moment. If not, I understand. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Woo! Praise him. Amen.
Hallelujah. I really enjoyed that death tonight.
Well, praise the living God. That's what it's all about, Tracy. It's about trying to reach the unreached and tell the untold. Because we are trying to reach these people. Because we know we got to. One day we got to leave this body. We got to leave this body. But while we are still in this body, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I love y'all. I want to thank God for y'all. To those of us who have worked, remember these words. I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. So until the next time, may God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.